Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Oh, Lonnie, it's good to see you back here in the library.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
It's been a while since we've been here. I got a couple new books.
Oh, I'll have to check them out.
I mean, if you can consider them new. I mean, new to me. I mean, there's nothing in here that's, you know, under 50 years old, but
including
I didn't mean to set you up for disappointment there, but I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here.
It's always nice to have a cocktail with you. And you, as you always are, a woman about town.
Oh yes,
you've seen some good theater this week.
I saw some fantastic theater this week.
Like, show me all
quiet on the Western Front.
Ah, and Butterflies Are Free.
Yeah, really. That actually did play a small role in the play. Oh, that's why it's a good
All picture. Quiet on the Western Front at Prime Stage.
Yes, at the New Hazlett Theater, a Prime Stage production. And this really was an amazing production. I don't know if you know the story.
It's something about war, isn't it?
Yes.
It's shooting and fighting. And
it's World War I.
Okay.
And it was adapted from the book by the playwright... Oh my gosh, it's so dark in here.
Well,
I can't read it.
It's black on gray.
That's Robin Kingsland.
Robin Kingsland, yeah.
And it tells the story of a particular company in World War I, and they're a German company. So we're so accustomed to everything having to do with war, we see the American side. But what was so interesting about it is watching these young soldiers and these young men from Germany. It was the same. That's one of the points they made. This was a really realistic and horrifying look at war and the waste of it all and the futility and the cruelty. But one of the themes is basically we're all alike. You know, watching the German soldiers with a French soldier when they come together, the one gains the insight. Oh my gosh, we're all alike. It was just a bunch of kids fighting this horrible war.
War, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh! That's right. The young kids will have to look up that reference.
That song, that's right. You know. But I have to say, usually I don't like gush about the director, but Scott Calhoun directed this, and it's amazing what he did because there was so much happening on that stage at one time. So much action with the soldiers, and everything had to be perfectly timed like a clock because there was also two wonderful big projectionist screens in the background that created so much richness and texture on that set for what was going on. And they had all live sound effects. I mean, when it was raining, you saw the rain on the projection screen. You
heard
the rain.
Well, there had to be gunshots, right? So you're telling me those were actual gunshots?
No.
No, there were no gunshots.
There were plenty of them.
But you said they were real sound effects, so somebody was shooting a gun.
No, they created them with all these really cool tools. Like, you could
nothing...
hear the goose's wings flapping, and I looked at it. It was a really neat little contraption that made it sound like goose wings. And there were...
Don't you have a goose wing flap simulator, Lonnie? Have you ever seen one of those?
I know, but I
want
one.
Oh, they
cool.
could be great for parties. Hey, everybody, what bird is this? Spice things up.
So we have the projection going. We have these wonderful sound effects. And they even included the sound effects for the sounds of the shots and the bombs and the horses whinnying. It was amazing. It was like an immersive experience. You felt like you were there.
Okay, now I'm concerned. And a play where everybody's German. How are the accents? You were married to a German man for several years. How are the accents?
Well, they just spoke English.
It was no accents.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because the Germans wouldn't speak English with a German accent in the war. So if they're going to speak English, it would be more appropriate to have them speak English like they did.
Okay. With
you know,
no
doesn't that
accents.
Make sense? Yeah, with no accents. Yeah, and why would they if it's translated to English?
I just wonder. I wasn't there.
You wonder.
Because sometimes, but, you know, when you got a group of people trying to...
It was amazing. It really was. And I give Scott all the credit for that because everything had to be timed perfectly with the projections, the sounds, and the action on the stage. The men were in motion all the time. There was something going on. He really, really did a fantastic job. So I'm done gushing about the director.
Who would you like to gush about next?
I just want to mention the sound effects designed by Angela Bachman. They were really cool and fun to hear. It just felt so real. And the Joe Spinagotti did the projection design. Phenomenal. Really, really good. And the other thing, it was a great cast. Really well acted, really very, very powerful, very emotional. I know when I left, I felt just so moved and just really affected by it. What's a more powerful word than powerful? It was that.
Okay. It
really.
You were moved.
I was, totally. And I wanted to mention the two lead actors because they were great. Connor McNellis played Paul, and he was the young man that was in the company. And he was also the narrator. So sometimes he stepped back and narrated as somebody else was him as he talked about the scene. And that, I thought, was a really interesting effect, you know, and a way to step back and absorb a little bit more about what was happening with his reflections on it as it was happening. That was cool.
Yeah.
And his mentor was Stefan Lingenfelter. He played Kat, who was
like
the one
character was the mentor? His mentor. Or was the actor?
No, his the mentor. Character.
Oh, okay, yeah,
the character.
Okay.
And what was so nice about that is it brought a lot of humanity and caring and warmth. Their relationship was really beautiful, the way they cared for each other and looked after each other. So it wasn't just all bang, bang, shoot them up. There was a lot of real
kiss, kiss, bang, bang. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang.
Thank
you. I'm so glad you got it. Because I think Nancy Sinatra also did that song, but that clearly wasn't Nancy Sinatra.
No, that was definitely
Bang,
Cher.
Bang. I wasn't even given my full share and you got it.
Oh, I got it.
Bang,
got
bang
it.
Is my full share.
But if you get a chance, I highly recommend this because of the uniqueness of it. And it's really sad that it's only running through November 12th. It's only this next weekend coming up. And so much work and planning and precision went into this. It's just a real work
of art. Drop everything, because if you ever wondered what the sound of a goose flying away is... You're going to hear it here with no goose present.
That was just an example.
I know, but I love that. That stuck with you.
It was so
you.
Real. I was like, where's the goose?
See? See?
And when it rained on the projection and I heard the rain, I was ready to find my umbrella. It really was so real. I loved it. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't expect to because I'm not a big fan of war, but this...
Oh my God, yeah, war stories are just, oh God, it's like, oh, you know, you're really in for it, but...
It was so human. Everything about this was so human. Hmm. Yeah,
And as a human...
As a human, I appreciated it. Yeah, it was just a realistic, poignant, sometimes horrifying look at war.
Poignant and sometimes horrifying, I think, is how... I would like to reflect on my life when it's over.
Well, you've got the horrifying part covered.
Yeah. Or have others do so.
Okay, get there. All Quiet on the Western Front, prime stage, top-notch production. Really outdid themselves on this. Fantastic.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.